And what I'm really interested in is using Google Forms.
Yeah.
So that the kids can then, you know, do a survey of information and then have that ready made in a spreadsheet for them.
Okay, so that's just a recap for people who don't know about that. If you use Google Docs as part of that, you can have like spreadsheets like Excel. If you've got a laptop, by the way, just do get it out, or a phone or whatever. I've got all links at dajb.postgres.com. I'll bring it up on here as well. So basically, sorry, I forgot your name.
John.
So what John's just been talking about is the fact that what you can do is, in Google Docs, what you can do is, you can have a spreadsheet, but it has like a front end to it, like a form. So when you fill out a web form, all of the details on there end up in a Google spreadsheet. And that Google spreadsheet can be shared with other people and you can collaboratively edit it. So if you imagine a situation where you've got some type of homework task, you need to collect some data, you want to send out a survey, anything like that, you want to send out a parent survey, you want to send out a student survey, you want to get some ideas from colleagues, you want to get some data in for whatever, you set up this kind of spreadsheet with a form attached at the start. And what it does is you can set out the different fields and that will go into your spreadsheet, which you can then publish, you can share, anything like that. Okay? I thought more people have that. Alright, that's what I'm going to show you. It's a shame I haven't got access to anything bigger. I'm just going to log in. In terms of my background, I used to teach history in several schools in England. Then I was director of e-learning in an academy, 10 different sites, that type of thing. I now work for JISC, we do further and higher education. I've set up Google Apps Education Edition in two different establishments now. I've set it up at the Academy and I've set it up for JISC as well. And I was at Google Teacher Academy in July, which was a bringing together lots of different people to talk about Google tools. So I'm a Google Certified Educator. So if I don't talk about what you want me to talk about now, do get in touch with me via my blog, Doug Balshaw. If you just Google me, you'll find out stuff. Just get in touch and I'll help you through the whole process. So let me log into it and I'll show you kind of the whole idea behind it. There we are. So the difference between Google Apps and just using normal Google tools is that when you sign into something which is Google Apps, it ends up having your domain name attached to it. So I'm part of an organization called JISC Advance. So my email address will be doug.belshaw@jiskadvance.ac.uk, but I'm still using all the Google tools. And the good thing about Google Tools is recently they've got something called a marketplace. So you know like when you've got the iPhone App Store or you've got Android Marketplace or something like that, you can add applications onto it. They've got that for Google Apps as well. So you've got the core functionality. You've got things like Gmail and Docs and Calendar and Sites and everything like that. But you can also add all these different marketplace apps as well. So I don't know how many of you use something like Avery. Have you used that before? Avery is an online image editor. It's free. If you add, it's Avery like a bird kind of thing. If you add that into your Google Apps account for your school, it means the kids, instead of having to use Photoshop or PaintShop Pro or something like that, they can use their Avery account with their Google Docs account, and all of the images are stored on their Google Docs account. So I'll show you that in a minute. Let me show you that now, actually. Google Apps Marketplace. And what happens is, when you go to the marketplace, there's some things which are free and some things which are paid for. It looks a lot like that. And all you do is, if you're an administrator on your Google Apps account, you can add all these different services. And once you're signed into Google Apps, it automatically signs you into these other things as well. So, for example, at the Academy, we had Avery working, so that what it meant was, you could kids could sign into their Google account, it meant they got their emails in one place, so that would be at Northumberland Church of England Academy.co.uk. It had all of the docs, so they could share that with teachers, that type of thing.
And all the documents are stored on Google, rather.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what that means is, sorry, go on.
Go on. When you're buying these apps, are they licensed or is it a one-off fee? For example, how is that from a class? Yeah, yeah. Would it be like a fiver or would it be how many kids are using this?
Well, the ones that I use for the Academy were all free, but if you're kind of going down the paid for route, it tends to be per user,
right,
which can end up being slightly expensive. You can get all of Google Apps as free. Yeah, so what happens is, just to talk you through the process, if you're interested in getting Google Apps for your school, you really do need to have senior management buy-in to that. There is there's an administrator kind of test account. If you just type in Google Apps test, play about with it, see what it's all about, have the kind of, get your IT people to test it out. You don't have to install anything, it's all stored in the cloud. And if you're willing to go down that route, all you do is you sign up for the